ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम केंटो टू द कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन चैप्टर 10 भागवतम इज द आंसर टू ऑल क्वेश्चंस पार्ट 2 वर्सेस 10 थ्रू 47 क्रिएशन मेंटेनेंस एंड डिस्ट्रक्शन। श्री शुकदेव गोस्वामी सेड After separating the different universes, the gigantic universal form of Lord Mahavishnu, which came out of the causal ocean, which is the place of appearance for this first Purusha avatar, then entered into each of the separate universes, desiring to lie on the created transcendental water known as Garbhodaka. And thus this second Purusha is known as Garbhodakashayi Vishnu. That Supreme Person is not impersonal, and therefore is distinctively Nara, or a person. The transcendental water, therefore, created from the Supreme Nara, is known as Nara. And because Vishnu lies down on that water, he is known as Narayana. One should definitely know that all material ingredients, activities, time and modes, as well as the living entities who are meant to enjoy them all, exist only by the mercy of Narayana. And as soon as Narayana does not care for them, then everything becomes non-existent. Lord Narayana, as Garbhodakashayi Vishnu, while lying on his bed of mystic slumber, generated the seminal symbol, golden in hue, through external energy, out of his desire to manifest varieties of living entities from himself alone. And so, my dear King Parikshit, now just hear from me how the potency of his lordship Narayana divides one into three, called the controlling entities, the controlled entities, and the material bodies, in the manner mentioned above. From the sky, situated within the transcendental body of the manifesting Mahavishnu, sense energy, mental force, and bodily strength are all generated, as well as the sum total of the fountainhead of the total living force. Just as the followers of a king follow their lord, similarly, when the total energy is in motion, all other living entities move. And when the total energy stops endeavoring, all other living entities stop their sensual activities. The living force, being agitated by the Virat Purusha, generated hunger and thirst, and when he desired to drink and eat, the mouth opened. From the mouth the palate became manifest, and thereupon the tongue was also generated. After this, all the different tastes came into existence so that the tongue can relish them. When the Supreme desired to speak, speeches were vibrated from the mouth. Then the controlling deity, fire, was generated from that mouth. But when Narayana was lying in the water, all these functions remained suspended. Thereafter, when the Supreme Purusha desired to smell odors, the nostrils and respiration were generated. The nasal instrument and odors also came into existence, as well as the controlling deity of air, carrying smell, which also became manifest. And when thus everything existed in darkness, the Lord desired to see himself and all that was created. So then the eyes, the illuminating God, Sun, the power of vision, and the object of sight all became manifest. By development of the desire of the great sages to know, the ears, the power of hearing, the controlling deity of hearing, and the objects of hearing became manifest. For the great sages desire to hear about the self. When there was a desire to perceive the physical characteristics of matter, such as softness, hardness, warmth, cold, lightness, and heaviness, the background of sensation, the skin pores, the hairs on the body, and their controlling deities, the trees, were all generated. Within and outside the skin is a covering of air through which sense perception became prominent. Thereafter, when the Supreme Person desired to perform varieties of work, the two hands and their controlling strength, as well as the demigod in heaven, Indra, all became manifest, as also the acts dependent on both the hands and the demigod. Thereupon, because of his desiring to control movement, his legs became manifest, and from the legs the controlling deity named Vishnu was also generated. By his personal supervision of this act, all varieties of human being are busily engaged in dutiful occupational sacrifice. Thereupon, for sexual pleasure, begetting offspring, and tasting heavenly nectar, the Lord developed the genitals, and thus there is the genital organ and its controlling deity, the Prajapati. The object of sexual pleasure and the controlling deity are under the control of the genitals of the Lord. Thereafter, when he desired to evacuate the refuse of eatables, the evacuating hole, anus, and the sensory organ thereof, all developed along with the controlling deity, Mitra. The sensory organ and the evacuating substance are both under the shelter of the controlling deity, Mitra. Thereafter, when he desired to move from one body to another, the navel and the air of departure as well as death were combinedly created. The navel is the shelter for both, namely death and the separating force. When there was a desire to have food and drink, the abdomen and the intestines, as also the arteries, became manifest. The rivers and seas are the source of their sustenance and metabolism. When there was a desire to think about the activities of his own energy, then the heart, the mind, the moon, determination, and all desire thus became manifest. The heart is the seat of the mind. The seven elements of the body, namely the thin layer on the skin itself, the flesh, blood, fat, marrow, and bone, are all made of earth, water, and fire, whereas the life breath is produced by the sky, water, and air. The sense organs are attached to the modes of material nature, and the modes of material nature are simply products of the false ego. The mind is subject to all kinds of material experiences, which actually fall only into two categories, happiness and distress, while the intelligence is the feature of the mind's deliberation. Thus, by all of this, the external feature of the personality of Godhead is covered by gross forms, such as those of planets, which were already explained to you by me. But beyond this gross manifestation is a transcendental manifestation, finer than the finest form. It has no beginning, no intermediate stage, and no end. Therefore, it is beyond the limits of expression or mental speculation, and is distinct from the material conception. But neither of the above forms of the Lord, as just described unto you from the material angle of vision, is accepted by the pure devotees of the Lord who know Him well. The personality of Godhead manifests Himself in a transcendental form, being the subject of His transcendental name, quality, pastimes, entourage, and transcendental variegatedness. Although He is unaffected by all such activities, still He appears to be so engaged. O King, know from me that all living entities are created by the Supreme Lord according to their past deeds. This includes Brahmaji and his sons like Daksha, the periodical heads like Vaibhasvata Manu, demigods like Indra, Chandra, and Varuna, the great sages like Bhrigu, Vyas, and Vasishta, the inhabitants of Pitriloka and Siddhaloka, the Charanas, Gandharvas, Vidyadharas, Asuras, Yakshas, Kinnaras, and angels, the serpentines, the monkey-shaped Kimpurushas, the human beings, the inhabitants of Matriloka, the demons, Pishachas, ghosts, spirits, lunatics, and evil spirits, the good and evil stars, the goblins, the animals in the forest, the birds, the household animals, the reptiles, the mountains, the moving and standing living entities, the living entities born from embryos, from eggs, from perspiration, and from seeds, and all others, whether they be in the water, land, or sky, in happiness, in distress, or in mixed happiness and distress. All of them, according to their past deeds, are created by the Supreme Lord. And according to the different modes of material nature, either it be goodness, passion, or darkness, there are different living creatures who are known as demigods, human beings, and hellish living entities. O King Parikshit, even a particular mode of nature, being mixed with the other two, is divided into three, and thus each kind of living creature is influenced by the other modes and acquires its habits also. Sa evedam jagadhata bhagavan dharma rupadrik pushnati sthapayan vishvang tiryan nara suradbhi. The personality of Godhead, as the maintainer of all within the universe, appears in different incarnations after establishing the creation, and thus the Lord reclaims all kinds of conditioned souls amongst the humans, non-humans, and demigods. And thereafter, at the end of the millennium, the Lord Himself, in the form of Rudra, the Destroyer, will annihilate the complete creation, just as the wind displaces the clouds. The great transcendentalists thus describe the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the pure devotees deserve to see more glorious things in transcendence beyond these features. But there is no direct engineering by the Lord for the creation and destruction of the material world. What is described in the Vedas about His direct interference is simply to counteract the idea that material nature is the creator. This process of creation and annihilation, described in summary herein, is the regulative principle during the duration of Lord Brahma's one day. It is also the regulative principle in the creation of Mahat, in which the material nature is dispersed. O King, I shall in due course explain the measurement of time in its gross and subtle features with the specific symptoms of each But for the present, let me explain unto you the Padma Kalpa of Lord Brahma. Recorded March 3, 2023, the disappearance day of Srila Madhavendra Puri by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Govinda Hari, Gopala Hari. Govinda Hari, Gopala Hari. Jaya Jaya Deva Hari. Jaya Jaya Deva Hari. Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara, Nanda Kumara, Madana Gopala, Madana Gopala, Mohana Rupa, Mohana Rupa, Nanda Kumara, Jaya Jaya Deva Hari. Jaya Prabhu Dina Jayala Hari. Jaya Jaya Deva Hari. Govinda Hari, Gopala Hari. Gopala Hari, Govinda Hari. Jaya Jaya Deva Hari. Jaya Jaya Deva Hari. Jaya Rama Hari. Jaya Krishna Hari. Jaya Sachinandana Gora Hari. Govinda Hari. Gopala Hari. Gopala Hari. Govinda Hari. Jaya Jaya Deva Hari. Jaya Jaya Deva Hari. Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara. Nanda Kumara, Madana Gopala, Madana Gopala, Mohana Rupa, Mohana Rupa, Nanda Kumara, Jaya Jaya Deva Hari, Jaya Prabhu Dina Jayala Hari. Jaya Jaya Deva Hari. Jaya Rama Hari. Jaya Krishna Hari. Jaya Krishna Hari. Jaya Rama Hari. Jaya Sachinandana Gora Hari. Govinda Hari. Gopala Hari. Gopala Hari. Govinda Hari. Jaya Sachinandana Gora Hari. Govinda Hari. Gopala Hari. Gopala Hari. Govinda Hari. Jaya Jaya Deva Hari. Maya Sachinandana Gora Hari Vande Krishna Nanda Kumar Nanda Kumara Madana Gopala Madana Gopala Mohana Rupa Mohana Rupa Nanda Kumara Jaya Prabhu Dina Jayala Hari Jaya Sachinandana Gaura Hari Govinda Hari Gopala Hari Gopala Hari Govinda Hari Jaya Rama Hari Jaya Krishna Hari Jaya Krishna Hari Jaya Rama Hari Jaya Sachinandana Gaura Hari Govinda Hari Gopala Hari Gopala Hari Govinda Hari Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Hari Haraye Namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.